What are you looking at? Just looking at yourself? Or just looking directly at the
Always look down the lens, don't you?
You don't always, no.
You have to look down the lens.
No, you forgot how to do
it. When you're acting in any program,
this isn't acting.
You have to look right down the lens.
Acting isn't looking down the lens.
This isn't acting.
Unless you're Fleabag.
Snails Fleabag. Twist.
Still haven't seen that second series yet.
All right.
Welcome to a new episode of Why Is Harriet Crying?
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hello.
We had a fun time after our last episode, didn't we? Because we went to the theatre. Do you remember when we went to the
theatre? It's not a theatre. It's a musical theatre.
It's theatre. You don't. What else do you call it?
Musical.
No, we saw a musical at a theatre.
All right, yeah, fine.
Thank you. I had a nice time. Yes. Did you?
I didn't have as nice a time as other people there.
Yeah, some people had the fun for everybody.
Yeah.
For me, I think, like, fair play to them.
We have to say what we saw. We saw Six. The musical.
And I was really impressed at how good the like performances and the singing and stuff was, but I didn't really know what was going on.
Yes.
Well, there wasn't really a story, was there? But it was like a good...
It felt like a presentation more than a story, maybe, like a in my mind. Yeah. It was good singing. And
it was
good,
very good singing.
And good stories, actually, but that is what
history
is.
Some interesting facts, I suppose, coming up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I expected from that, but I think it was interesting, well worth going to.
Yeah.
I'll probably, in order to like understand musicals, I probably have to watch one of those big epic ones.
Or do a PhD in musicals.
Do a PhD in musicals, maybe.
You have to do one of the two, maybe. And probably make the PhD is more sensible. Because that was your first musical. So it kind of was like an introduction to musicals, but like wasn't really a musical.
I think the people that went to see that musical and enjoyed it have seen a lot of musicals already.
I've seen a lot of musicals and I liked it, but I also felt... Oh, I don't want to... I was going to say something, but I don't know if I should say it.
Felt...
It had a little bit of the GCSE bite size about it.
But
where
that's
like
the audience.
A presentant.
It was teaching you about the history.
But that's what
teaching
the audience
you about
was
the
there
history.
For.
Yes, I felt like there was a lot of teenage girls there who were studying it at school. And I'm not at school anymore. I don't need to learn. I stopped learning as soon as I left school. So I don't want to be taught anything.
Well, I believe in lifelong learning.
Well, I don't want to learn in my life. And I don't like it when I'm tricked into learning. When I go somewhere
now.
For a good time. No, I'm not.
You're
learning
all the time.
Many years ago.
No, you've learned stuff.
No, I won't.
So you haven't learned any comedy?
No. If anything, I've gone backwards.
Gone backwards.
But it was a fun trip, wasn't it?
It was a wonderful trip.
Yeah, and it was very exciting. Yeah. I found it exciting. I just didn't like the teaching element of it.
Yeah, I didn't really notice that so much. I didn't feel like they were talking down to me in any way.
I felt talked down to, but maybe that's because I am smarter. So if you're smarter, then when people talk down to you, you notice it more.
Or insecure.
Whereas they were just talking to your level.
Yeah.
We should take you to a musical.
Yeah, we should.
Let's do that.
I don't actually, not Les Mis though.
Why not?
But I don't know. I don't want to see it.
Really?
We've seen something else. I have seen it.
Didn't like it.
I did like it.
Didn't get it.
I did get it. I did get it actually. But we got you a present from Sixth Musical because you knew how much you'd like it.
We worked together.
Yeah,
I was your distraction while she went to the show.
I saw it was under her top.
Yeah, no, and then I said, don't look over there.
Yeah, Elliot did a lot of dance. You didn't look.
Looking forward to this.
What do you think it is?
I swear to God, if it's an item of clothing, I'll walk out of this podcast.
I don't know if it goes in the category of an element of clothing.
Yeah.
I said clothing because we panicked.
All right, I'll just wear it at home.
Where do you think it is right now?
Clothing.
Where do you think it is right now?
Is it on me?
No.
Oh, is one of you wearing it?
No.
Where is it?
It's up my top. Like it was. I've had to sit here for so long with it up my top.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be like, Harriet, you've got a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Tubby.
Actually, I think I've had this on for ages.
I hadn't
even realised. The people that are watching are going to think that I...
The people in the last episode.
Yeah, in the last episode. When
did
we
you?
Did the,
you had it in
I
the
think
last
I had
episode?
It on in, I've had it up here for quite a while, actually.
You've actually had it on for 2 weeks.
Ever since we went to the theatre, I've had it up here. Okay, anyways.
Getting seats
so
on the tube.
You can remember our
big
trip.
Unveiling.
Yeah.
Watch us on YouTube if you want to see it.
Oh.
Look!
Oh, it's a little tote bag. That's nice.
A tote bag.
That's not an item of clothing. That's very nice.
That's very helpful.
It's very helpful
very nice
for
that.
Carrying things.
Oh, so you want people to know that I've been to this musical?
Yes. Yeah, so
that's actually a very high quality tote bag.
Very nice. Go see. And you got the crown for the queen.
I'm a bit worried because I think if I use this.
What?
We've got a bag of bags at home, and I'm afraid that Jay is going to use it. and he thinks something's inside something.
It. Don't give it to Jay.
He's looking for it.
She'll take it.
You're
still
looking for another present inside
that's it. That's very
no,
kind of
you. No, you're going to give it to Jay. Don't give it to Jay. It's for you to wear every day. And every day you don't wear it will be a day that...
Oh, thankfully it's only one-sided.
No, you can't have it on
absolutely ungrateful.
That was so ungrateful.
No, that's very kind of you.
It was really expensive for what it was, which is basically just a canvas bag.
£10.
15.
We nearly got really? Your t-shirt. Yeah. We nearly got your t-shirt that said sorry,
preferred,
not sorry.
I wanted to get you sorry, not sorry, the t-shirt, but I knew you'd never wear it, whereas I knew you'd find this really practical.
And it's black. You love carrying black. I love wearing black stuff.
Yeah, so that's black very bag kind of you guys. Yeah. Thank you so
much.
You're so welcome.
You're so welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday.
So how long would it been since this episode came out?
A couple of months now.
Yeah.
About a month. Not even a month.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it'd be about over a month, yeah.
But you had a good birthday, did you?
Yeah, I had a good birthday. Yeah. Went to the cinema, didn't I?
Yeah, okay. So should we get our guest in? Yep.
Is that it?
That's it. You want another gift? I sent a gift to your house. I sent you this.
Send me the
Baileys. What else do you want?
Nice. No, thank you both so much. What's this?
A bit of dirt on the table. Fuck, you ruined the table. That's when you just picked up that thing.
What?
You just fucked the table.
When I picked up the thing?
You just scratched that off with your thumb.
I did that.
Now Snow has to get me a table.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's what you need to get me a table.
There's this bit of foil. That's what I picked up.
That's what you just scratched off and then you got rid of the surface of the table.
Why would you do that? You're in someone else's house.
I'm leaving this podcast.
No, you're not.
I'm never doing this podcast.
Oh, you're going to go be on the radio, are you?
Yeah,
I'm going to go and do my radio show, which is on every weekend, every Saturday, 1 till 4.
Well, this is fortnightly, so
it's more special.
Yes, more unique. Please welcome our guest, Jenny Collier.
Harriet's got a personal trainer. We were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Your personal trainer gave you flowers?
No.
No. What do they make you do? Like get hench?
Yeah, I'm just getting really hench. Yeah. Have you noticed?
What are you working on? What muscle groups?
Abs. I don't know. Just any muscle, really.
Any
just
muscle.
Just build a muscle. Just one. Would be really nice.
Face muscle.
Yeah. Really strong face is what I want.
Can you go to a personal trainer and say, I'm trying to work on my cheek muscles?
You could, but then what they'll say is you can't isolate muscles.
Oh.
That's what they'll say, yeah. Because I don't know if they're just like, I guess we'll just see what happens.
I thought personal trainers are people that have just spent ages in a gym already.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
There's no qualification, is there?
No, you can absolutely start tomorrow.
Can I?
If you wanted to, yeah.
Jenny Collier's got something to say.
I used to be a personal trainer.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
I was waiting for my moment. When you said that you could just do it tomorrow, I was like, I have to interject. That is not correct. I spent a lot of really pointless money to become a personal trainer, and I'd never been to the gym before.
Really?
I became one, and I haven't been since I qualified.
Why?
This is madness.
Was this before comedy?
It was just as I was quitting normal work and going into comedy.
So
Yeah, exactly.
Did you do any personal training work?
Yeah, a small amount. Yeah. And then I got asked to stop.
By
my boss. So by my boss.
Please stop training people, please.
So the man, I met a man through a comedian who ran a boot camp company. And they have like boot camps in the mornings in parks.
Oh, in the parks, yeah. Okay.
And so he was like, oh, do you know what? It's January and I hate the rain and being up at 5. So I'll just get this new personal trainer to come and do it for me. And I did it for like 3 months. And everyone in the class complained about me because I was so shit.
What?
And
You're too slow.
No,
you're
I was
shit.
Really good. They all were purple at the end of the sessions. They definitely got worked. But the trouble was I didn't have a car at the time. And so my equipment consisted of boxing gloves and pads, skipping ropes, and a big tarpaulin for them to do like body weight exercises on when it was rainy and too muddy to do. So I was trying, but there's only so much you can take on the two buses that I used to have to get and leave my house at 4. It was really harrowing.
And gigging as well in the evening.
Gigging as well. And also working in a bathroom showroom in the day. It was a really difficult
time.
Which bathroom
showroom were you in?
Bathrooms International.
Where's that?
It's in Knightsbridge.
Ooh.
I remember this because you had jokes about the expensive toilets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I watched a documentary about comedians. One of them was a furniture salesman.
Oh, really?
Similar vibe where like they're doing this serious sales job in the day.
Yeah.
And then trying to do jokes about sofas in the evening. And people are like, we don't care. We don't care about your sofa job, mate.
Yeah. Sometimes people were like, why are you telling us about tax? But I was like, a footballer came in and bought 11 shitters.
Did you get confused between them? Like you were like, I don't know. No, that doesn't make sense.
Between the
between the three jobs. So you'd be like trying to train people toilets. In the sofa shop and then like try and sell sofas on stage. I don't know, I'd get confused. Three jobs, you're busy, you're tired.
Yeah.
You'd be doing different things.
Trying to
things.
Get
yeah.
people to laugh themselves thin.
Yeah. So how did you have to train? How long was the training?
The training was, I think, about 3 months every weekend. Or every other weekend, maybe.
Is it actually doing the exercises?
Doing the exercises, but like learning about muscle groups, learning about how you can't get a six pack without first of all like losing fat, and then like eating, setting a little timer and eating steamed chicken every 2 hours,
nice.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or just.
What about Oreos?
Oreos. They go straight to my neck, actually.
I need a longer neck. Can I get a longer neck? My neck's too short.
There's probably stretches you could do to make it longer. Or there's probably a way you could cut your beard that makes it look longer.
That's interesting.
Like if you had your beard just started here, like just beneath your chin.
I don't like. Have you ever seen men who have beards that don't go all the way down to their neck?
Super creepy.
It's weird. Yeah. Like a little chin strap.
Yeah. Like, but if you did that, maybe your neck would look longer. Because at the moment, it just goes from nose to chest. That's the problem. There's no in between.
Yeah, it's my...
I haven't seen the chin strap beard. I'm going to look out for that.
Oh, there's loads. It's whenever they've shaved it underneath the chin, usually, and it's awful. Usually it's on men who don't have well-defined chins. So it gives them a bit... They think it gives them a bit of definition.
Might try and do that
on yourself.
Yeah,
you've got quite a defined chin though.
That is so nice of you. I've been really self-conscious about my chin.
Have you?
Thank you so much.
Well, you've got a proper jawline.
I'm worried
it doesn't
I have
like
a
go
double
into
chin.
Your neck.
No, I'm worried I have a double chin.
You haven't got a double chin.
Oh my god!
Do
thank
that.
You
make
so
yourself
much.
Have a double chin.
No, yeah, then I do. But I've been really self-conscious about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, don't be.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Welcome
I'm
to Jenny Collier, who's our guest.
Now, yeah. We've got Jenny on. Jenny's a very funny comedian.
Thanks.
You're just going to have a drink. Just have a drink.
Sorry, I was having soda stream water in a mug.
Yeah.
I had to swill out the tea with soda stream.
Ew,
and drink
I would have got you a glass. You just asked for a glass.
You should have kept your attention on your guests.
You're not my guest.
I am.
You're not a guest. You're the co-host.
Thank you.
Why are you taking that
Finally,
like a compliment?
Why not? You take everything as a compliment.
Yeah, I do. Thank you so much.
Sorry, I just noticed you've got a Lucha Libre rug on the wall.
Our agents gave it to us as a Christmas present.
That's
because
nice.
When we went to Mexico and we took part in the Lucha Libre wrestling competition.
Amazing.
But we didn't want to put it on the floor because then it'll get muddy.
What did you get your agent as a present? Oh, not this again.
What?
Don't you go every Christmas and give everyone in your agency presents and it costs you a fortune?
Yeah, I started it and then I couldn't stop.
Who's your agent, if you don't mind asking?
United.
Right.
But they're so sweet, but there's loads of them. And then I just I panic and I get everybody presents because I feel bad to just turn up with one. And then but then I make Bobby go in.
Do they feel
Bobby
like...
quite likes it. He dresses like he's like... goes in as like Santa and is like gifts for everybody, whereas I'm too embarrassed to do that, so I just let him do that. He loves it.
When I had an agent, I brought them Christmas presents and they notably didn't say thank you.
Really?
Yeah, it was really odd. I brought in a big panettone for everyone in general, and I was quite a skint at the time, and I got a bottle of wine and a bottle of whiskey for two of the, like one each for one of the boys who I worked most closely with. And they just didn't say thank you. And it was really weird. They just were like, right. And then I was like, and where should I put this about the panettone? And they were just like, oh, just like in the kitchen. And there was just not a single... They just didn't say the word thank you. And I just found it really alarming. It's like, how do you train to not say thank you when somebody gives it? That would be work for me to just actively
that would be. I it's just such an instinct. Even when someone is so rude, I'm like, thank you so much. Oh my God, thank you. I can't not say it. It's very
happy
difficult.
Times.
Yeah. Are you quite an emotional person? Are you a together person?
I think I'm quite emotional. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're like me. See, Sunil is the cold, dead inside type.
No, I've changed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When have you been emotional recently? Okay, well, I think that was clear. No,
I don't know.
Yeah, so you haven't really changed.
Yeah.
You just got rained on. That's what.
Yeah,
happened.
I got rained on. That was sad.
Yeah, that was sad. Yeah,
very
you
windy.
Did look sad. Yeah, you had
very
water
windy
on your
and
glasses.
I had tears in my
yeah.
eyes because of the wind.
No, that wasn't tears. That was just rain. Oh. Your eyes felt wet. So you were like, yeah, finally, yeah. an emotion, but just because your eyes got wet. Yeah.
I cried in the shower, or it might have just been the water.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Yeah, it's good though if you cry in the shower because nobody knows. It is good. That was a bleak sentence, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was going to have a shower today. But last night, I dropped a plant pot in my bathroom. And I haven't cleaned it up.
What does this mean?
There's just a pot with an aloe vera plant in it. All the earth is all on the ground. And I'm like, I just can't be bothered.
Yeah.
So I just came straight here.
So you just left it for someone else to deal with?
No, it's my bathroom. It's my ensuite.
Oh, you have an ensuite. That was just a long story to tell everybody. You have an ensuite. Yeah.
Lucky me.
Oh, wow. Do you make aloe vera gel?
No, not from the plant.
No, it's just
there
nice.
It's there because it's nice, yeah.
Is it going to survive the plant?
Probably not. It's on the floor at the moment. It was dying. Aloe vera plants are incredibly hardy. I probably could repot it.
Yeah, you should rush home.
Okay.
You could still save it. No, not right now.
Yeah.
Not right now. Yeah, I think we're quite similar because you're saying that you cry quite a lot.
I don't think of Jenny as a crier, though.
I think of Jenny as a crier. What do you think of Jenny as? What do you think of her as?
Just a nice, normal person who doesn't cry all the time.
You can be nice and normal and cry all the time.
She said thank you to that earlier compliment.
Oh, yeah.
I do look like I cry all the time because my eyes look like sheep's guns. Yeah.
Sheep's
look
like guts.
What?
Because they're just really puffy all the time.
Like, puffy now.
I've got eye bags for years. And so it looks like I cry myself to sleep every night, which I don't do.
Do you use eye gel?
No, because anything that I put on it to try and alleviate it just makes it worse.
Oh, really?
So it's a little fun vicious circle of eye bag lols.
You got eye bags?
Not
you
a single
you
eye bag.
So you've got eye bags.
Have you got, you've got glitter makeup on.
Yeah, I know. I put makeup on.
For this?
Yeah.
I wish I'd known it was filmed.
I'm sorry.
Because I've got my swollen lymph node right in the view.
Yeah, we put you on the swollen lymph node.
You can shift yourself around.
You could put your back to it if you want.
Then it'll show how asymmetrical my head is.
What's with your swollen lymph node?
I've just got a swollen lymph node. I just get it from time to time. And the doctors are like, tell someone who gives a shit.
So, can you please stop annoying them with your medical issues, actually? Jenny, they're very busy.
They're like, just put some moisturiser on it. And just fuck off.
Really?
Yeah, they're really. I mean, I think I'm actually cleverer than a doctor when it comes to my lymph nodes. I'm not going to show it to you in the camera way, but can you see that? There's like a pee, like a pee.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely, can see it.
Pee.
Yeah.
It's not too big.
Well, I think Bobby might have a swollen lymph node.
If someone should tell him.
Yeah.
I get them quite.
I'm never going to tell him. He has a swollen one behind his ear. But does it do anything?
No, it just makes like.
Oh, I've got one.
Earrings a bit painful.
I've got a spot.
Yeah, they come and go. They come and go. Yeah. So
you
like,
just got a big spot.
Yeah, I sometimes get like swelling on my face if I eat too many peanuts.
Really?
Then you're allergic to peanuts, maybe.
Yeah, if I eat a lot of peanuts,
you just get fat from all the peanuts, probably.
Yeah. No, as I said to Harriet, I've got 3 weeks to. I've got to do some photos for Edinburgh, so I'm probably going to get. Ripped.
Well, Jenny could train.
Jenny,
you.
How many protein bars should I eat to get there?
I mean, I am actually a nutritional advisor as well.
What? This is so good. But when did you learn to do that?
Hey?
When did you learn to do that?
Same time as the personal training.
What? Should I have bought 5 kilos of protein bar?
No.
You should set your alarm for every 2 hours.
Even
through the
steam
night.
Chicken.
Have steam
even
chicken.
Through the night?
Yep, you have to set an alarm in the night and eat chicken.
This is to get abs?
To get ripped, yeah.
What if you're vegan?
Then you can be like a thinner ripped version. Yeah. Like less like chunky muscles. Or you can just
you
do steroids.
Chicken with Oreos is my question.
Okay.
If you want a ripped neck.
Yeah, and I do. What did you learn about nutrition?
That fat is good.
Yes.
Sugar is the devil.
Yeah.
And meaty things and things from like farmers markets where it's like raw milk.
Yeah.
It's like
unpasteurized.
Warm and still tastes of like the sheep or the cow's tits.
Yeah.
So as close to nature as possible.
What do cow's tits taste like?
Cheesy.
Cheesy.
Bobby got a parasite from milk as a child that wasn't pasteurized. Aww. So not that healthy.
Great. Absolutely great.
I think things have moved on now, though, so they test it for Parasai.
Yeah. Yeah. You should. You must, actually. You must.
All right, well, no more Oreos then.
So, yeah, what are you going to do? Well, could you take on your first client? Would he be your first client of...
I'll get...
My first client of...
Yeah. I would be able to fit into the shirts I bought about 3 weeks ago. I've actually put on weight since New Year.
Well, because you've been drinking so much.
Not so much. I've drank so like much. Three times.
Yeah.
But with... I mean, not that I've ever done Weight Watchers, but with things like Weight Watchers, if you have one glass of wine, you're not allowed any food that day. So it's like... It's like your daily allowance of calories.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And it's empty calories because where are your nutrients coming from?
I know, yeah.
Just not.
Yeah. The problem is I stopped drinking initially because if I drank like 2 or 3 pints after a gig, I'd always end up at the McDonald's near my house.
Exactly, yeah.
It's just bad decision making when you have your drinks.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'll cut that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you cry much? Or? Was a lot. Do you a lot of traveling for gigs, right?
Yeah.
Do you find that depressing? Because I've been doing a lot recently, and it's just on your own. It's like a couple of times is okay, but if you're doing it constantly, I find it really stressful. Well. And
I'm really lucky in that I've got hoes in different area codes. So, like, my sister's in Manchester, my other sister's in Cardiff, my parents in North Wales. So every time I do travel that far and stuff, the drive, I just listen to the podcast radio, and then I see somebody. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So that I am fortunate in that. So I don't do any crying on the road unless I'm listening to like a sad Desert Island Discs or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, because I keep getting it, and it is true. Like having people like now, Johnny and Sophie are in Manchester. Last time I went there, and they were there. That was so nice.
Mm.
But like usually, it's just like, oh God, I'm just going to go and sit on my own.
Yeah. I went to Manchester the other day. I forgot to get in touch with Johnny and Sophie.
Oh. Well.
But it was nice. Is that what I was supporting Jordan on his tour?
Yes,
there?
We know you've been supporting Jordan on his tour. Snail. Oh
I'm just trying to tell you why I was there.
Yeah, please do.
And that it was nice.
Yeah.
That's much more bearable.
Yeah, because it's company.
If you have to do it, you had to do your tour on your own, didn't you, a lot of the time?
Don't point at me like that. And but I had openers at every gig, so there was someone there.
But they wouldn't travel there and back with you, would they?
Not always, no. But the tour thing felt less lonely. I think what I found lonely is going to clubs where you're just on with a load of middle-aged men who have been friends for 20 years.
I don't mind.
And they don't. Well, because you fit in with them.
Thank you.
Because you are a middle-aged man.
I'm a middle-aged man.
So they fit in with you, yeah. Whereas, and then I just have no conversation with them, and then. Just go back to a hotel room alone and then travel back the next day alone. God, that just got so bleak, didn't it?
Yeah, but it's true.
It's the life we've chosen.
The way of the samurai.
Or that's chosen us.
Has it chosen us, do you think?
No. I don't think so at all, actually.
It would
nobody's
like to
asking.
Unchoose us, if possible.
You must stop, please.
I found it quite depressing leaving when I supported you.
That's nice.
It was really depressing.
I took you for a Wagamama's.
It was lovely. I imagine it would be quite sad if it was just you on your own there, because you're in this town that you've never been to before. It's quite quiet. You find a restaurant, that's fine. You have a bit of a meal. You don't talk to anyone there. You get to the venue. It's empty.
I do that all the time.
You're just doing your sound check. You meet people, do your show, and then you're just driving home.
No, but you see, I find that less lonely than doing the club gigs.
Yeah,
because people like you.
Do they?
It makes it so much easier.
People are there to see
you. Yeah, okay. So it's
nicer.
Did you
ever chat to your audience after?
Sometimes. So it's just more welcoming.
Yeah.
Welcoming, basically. But you found it depressing.
No.
Doing a gig for me.
I found it depressing for you.
You left straight after you were done, actually.
You told me to leave.
I know I did.
Because we were driving
home
separately.
It was a test. You failed. We didn't want to spend too much time together.
Yeah, so we got our own cars then.
Yeah. Made sense, actually.
Need to invoice you for that.
Oh, fuck. I think I paid you.
No. Didn't invoice you.
Fuck.
I'm going to invoice you at the worst possible moment.
Great, yeah.
When you're at your lowest end. You're struggling to pay your Pizza Express bills, and I hit you with an invoice. How much do you spend a month on Pizza Express now?
Don't, mate. Why are you attacking me?
I'm not attacking you. I'm asking you.
I haven't actually been to Pizza Express this year, so.
We went. Didn't we go to a Pizza Express?
Last year. the end of last year.
Dude, were you there, Jenny?
Yeah.
Was that last year?
Last year,
before Christmas.
So that was in my drinking days.
Now you don't drink 32 days. Yeah. Have you found yourself less emotional since not drinking?
Funny, well, I've only drunk once in January, and on the very 1st of January, hungover, you'd have thought I would be like an emotional wreck. And I watched The Sound of Music, which normally really makes me cry, especially Climb Every Mountain. Fuck. And when she comes back from running away and then comes back, is flipping, moving shit. But I, on New Year's Day, I was like, my New Year's resolution is going to be to try and hold it together a bit more. And I watched it and managed not to cry. And I was just saying the mantra in my head, she's just a shit nun. She's just a shit nun. And I managed to hold it together. And then I was so proud of myself that on the 2nd of January, it got shown again. I watched it again. It's a great film. And so, but yeah, I think I've cried less this year, probably like per day, than I normally
your
do.
Your ratio is down.
Yeah, that's I think so. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah. I cried a little bit at Love Island the other day.
Was it sad or was it?
It was just really... No, it was nice because they hadn't cheated on each other.
Oh, that's nice.
That's so nice when that happens. Yeah, that's so nice.
Just really moving, yeah.
I haven't watched it yet. I've never really watched it.
I watched two episodes like 3 weeks in with my mum and I got quite into it.
Really?
It's really addictive. Yeah. And then it's in all the tabloids and stuff, like all the stuff about what's happened in Casaramore or whatever. And then I was like, oh, I really want to watch it.
Yeah.
I've been watching Eating with the Ex. On BBC.
I haven't seen it.
It's very interesting. People just meeting up years after they split up going, why did you cheat on me? And having a dinner over it.
I had that recently with somebody that I went out with in my teens.
You did a real life and
we went out for a drink and I was like, I mentioned about him dumping me. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, you dumped me because, oh, this is quite harrowing. I was like, you dumped me because I didn't sleep with you because I was like, 15 or 16 just like it wasn't happening, and so I was like oh yeah, you dumped me because I didn't bone you and all your friends thought that was too shit, so you dumped me. And he was like, oh no, that wasn't why I dumped you, it was because it was too embarrassing, everyone would take the piss out of me for going out with you, but just dumped you. Yeah,
why would they take the piss?
Because I was part of the like I don't know what the word. So Gwenny in Welsh, it means like sad, losery. Like.
Gwenny.
Okay, all right. My email address at the time was Gwenny Jenny.
Oh, you just lent into it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was maybe a couple of years after I was like my most Gwenny, but it just means like not on trend. And like not part of the in crowd. And so there were the townies, which he was a part of. And then we were the grungies, which is the people who wear cords and listen to Nirvana.
Oh, yeah. Which is now cool again.
Yeah. But at the time, it was like way out of cool. Yeah. And so he dumped me because his friend, the mockery he received was so bad.
That he couldn't face dating you.
Yeah. And so age 33, I was like, huh. I thought it was just because I wouldn't put out.
Nice drink otherwise, was it?
Okay. Yeah. So nice of him to tell you that. So necessary.
That's half your life.
Literally. That's so funny.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
I mean, we're friends now. It's cool.
It's really raining outside.
It really is.
Yeah, really worried. I had a dream last night that I was in New York and there was a storm and then a building fell down and crushed a man and then two women died.
Yeah, that dream.
Yeah.
That was your dream.
Yeah, so.
God, when you said that, you had that dream, I thought you were going to say, that happened today.
Yeah.
Wait, why? Did it?
You had a premonition.
What? To what?
No, it's not, I don't
know. Okay. You made me really scared then. So do you, is there stupid times that you've cried about things?
Oh, loads. Sometimes, so one thing that I remembered when you asked me was in Edinburgh once, I was having an otherwise emotionally quite stable Edinburgh.
That's really impressive, actually, because that's rare.
Well, wait. Because okay. I was being quite like, okay. But then one morning, one of my housemates started telling me, he said like, oh, you know what really makes me cry is the film Up. And I was like, yeah, I think it was sad, but I don't even think I cried. Yeah. What was it about again? And then he starts telling me the story. And while he's selling it to me, I'm like starting to well up. And I was like, it was like, you know, when you're being tickled and you just get out of control And you're just like, and it became, I was like sobbing and I was like, stop, stop, like telling him to stop telling me the words. And he was like telling me the story. And as he went on, I was just like flowing tears and just like slamming the table being like, stop it.
Did he keep going?
Yeah. He went
what
on to.
He's like, love it. He's like, there's an old man and there's a balloon.
Sounds like you with
the... Me with what?
Nothing.
And then this year's Edinburgh, I didn't cry for the entire run.
Great.
And on the train home, I tweeted, or I was sat on the train home about to leave the station. I was like, haven't cried once this Edinburgh. Go me or something. And it got loads of likes. And then it was like, it's not a steam train. But it was like, starts pulling out of the station. And I was like, and just burst into tears. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Was it all pent up? Or was it just a relief?
I don't know. I don't know what it was, but I just...
It's like finally you can breathe again.
Oh, that's like, true. Like after it's
like, it might have been that I didn't have a home, actually.
Okay, no, home well, makes sense, actually, really. Yeah, you had nowhere to go. Yeah, you're on a train to nowhere. Yeah, I get that.
Oh, no, I have to face real life.
Yeah, that makes
I think
sense.
That might have been it. I don't know.
But the talk of Edinburgh is bleak.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Are you excited about it?
No. No. I don't know. Is it, I like the... When I get off the train, when I get back to London from Edinburgh, it's like it's quite an empty feeling. It's like, oh, God, now what? And you just go back home.
I love it. I'm like, I'm so
I love
thrilled.
Being home. I love like, being home. But then the next day, you're like, what do I do?
I don't have that feeling at all.
I feel like Edinburgh's so nice in that all your like a lot of your pals are in one place at one time where they're walkable distance to, and you're always going to see them. You're never going to have a day where you don't leave the house and you don't speak to another human, which I sometimes have in my life.
Yeah,
I have that too, but sometimes I quite like that.
Yeah,
just because it's a lot of small talk. That's the problem with the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of chat about comedy.
Yeah,
which is very boring.
Yeah, can be. Yeah. True.
Mm. We're gonna be there for the first time in a few years.
Yeah, together. Yeah, we're not together.
No, but there at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm not living with you.
No, I'm not living with you. Have you sorted out your accommodation? This is quite a really boring conversation.
This is just admin chat. Now. I'm sorry. It's got to that point in the year where we're like really thinking hard about it.
Yeah. Yeah. What deal have you got on your room?
Where are you living? What's the
No, it's just bleak. We do a part of the show of every episode where I tell a sad story just to try and make Sunil feel something. So I'm going to tell a sad story now. And
she's not. I guarantee you it's just a piece of shit.
Am I going to start slamming the table and sobbing?
Yeah, you might, but it's very
unlikely. My God, if you were to do that.
These stories are terrible.
No, they're not terrible.
They're not sad at all.
Sad,
they're usually like, here's an animal that got fat.
No,
that's not sad.
This isn't about an animal.
Can I say, I've got a really runny nose anyway, so if I'm sniffing, it's just...
Sure. Yeah.
No, don't say that. Just go with it.
Okay.
Is it the flowers?
Oh, no, I think it's the unseasonable weather. Mm. Well, seasonable weather, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
An uplifting and emotional ride for Rocket. Graham Harris, better known as Rocket, is one of those people who was referred to so much by his nickname that it's likely many people don't even know his real name. In fact, it's such a rare occasion that it's called Graham. Even his wife, Alana, rarely says it, that he has to think twice when someone refers to him as Graham. A lot of this at the beginning is about his nickname. The nickname came from his shearing days in his late teens and 20s, which he did for 11 years in the farming off-season. This is a bit more about...
What did he do in the farming off-season?
He did for 11 years shearing.
Shearing, okay.
There's a bit more about the nickname. I guess it just came about because people thought, I've got a bit of a quick wit. And it's just stuck since then, and now everyone calls me Rocket.
Good, established the beginning of the story.
Why he is called Rocket.
Yeah.
There's a joke around the local community that during the Scaddon fires, the firefighters were trying to contact Rocket on the two-way, but he couldn't hear them properly, so he wasn't responding when they were calling and referring to him as Graham. So it's just... talking about his nickname.
Still more nicknames.
Have you read this already?
She never has read them. She's never read them. Have you read this one already?
Yes, obviously I have. Obviously, I did. So, yeah, so we've established that his name is Rocket. We'll get to the story in a second. I thought I was talking to the Salmon Gums captain, and because they were calling me Graham, I thought they had it wrong.
Harriet.
I kept saying,
pull yourself together.
It was Rocket. He said, sorry, we'll get to the story in a minute. Then eventually they called me Rocket and I responded.
Please.
Okay.
Please, Harriet.
So now it's a bit of a joke among the community, but at the time it was a bit serious because they were trying to find Graham.
Yes, we get it. Just tell us what happened.
Because his name is Rocket and he's also wanted to Rocket.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And as we know, it's called Rocket. So, as the name suggests, Rocket was always ready to fire some banter over the two-way. But behind all the jokes, Rocket said he learned from a young age the impact that drought can have on farmers. Oh, it's taking a bit of a turn. Very sudden turn.
It wasn't supposed to be the sad story, was it?
It's more, but yeah. We're all farmers. We're all in the same boats. We wanted to do something to help. The recent hay run was the couple's third with farmers across borders. They brought their son along. Being farmer is very hard, so they're helping with the hay bales. the fires have been very difficult. The farm was hit by a lack of rain and the dry conditions affected them a lot. So they bought a tanker, which was good because now you can't get them anywhere.
Harriet, what is this story about? Just tell us what the story's about.
I think it's about his nickname.
You haven't read it. You haven't fucking read it, have you?
I think it's about his nickname. I think it's about why he's called Rocket.
It's from farmweekly.com.
The good thing about farming is if you get onto a good idea, you share it with others because we're not in competition with one another.
I can't do this anymore. It is not going to impact my crop.
That's a good lesson. If my neighbour's crop grows well or not, it's not going to impact my crop. So
what? Was that a sad story? That's not a sad story.
It is. He had a bad harvest and then he's helping the other farmers. And also...
His name's Rocket.
But
is that the end of the story?
Is that the story? What was the headline that attracted you to this?
An uplifting and emotional ride for Rocket.
It's not.
I just thought, because you kept bringing back the two-way radio.
Yes, yeah.
I was like, it's going to be some kind of disaster that happened. And
They had a hard time and they're injecting some positivity and he's got a very quick wit. And
can
that's
you,
why it's
can you start
Rocket.
Researching these stories? We said when we revamped this podcast, you would read the stories first.
How much research do you think I have to do to find an article on farmersweekly.com?
A Google search. You just searched get sad stories again, didn't you?
Uplifting stories.
You did not type in the word uplifting.
So what did that make you feel, Sunil?
Fuck off. Just annoyed, just really annoyed.
Really annoyed.
Yeah. Oh, happy with that, aren't you? Yeah, big smile on her face.
How did that make you feel, Jenny?
Jenny actually cried.
I really nearly had tears. I thought I nearly had coffee coming out of my nose. But I can't say it moved me.
Yeah.
She simply can't. Did you find
that.
It moving?
I because they had a hard time, but then... Who? I like the message. Rocket Graham had a... But I like the message at the end. That's why I picked it, because of the message at the end. Okay. Whether my neighbour's crop grows well or not, right. It's not going to impact my crop.
If I close that story, can you just tell us quickly what the story was?
Okay. There's a man called Rocket, but he's actually called Graham. Right. But everyone calls him Rocket because...
Great, that's the end of that bit. So what happened in the story? Yeah.
Well, then people would get confused.
No, I know that.
His name was Rocket, but they called him Graham.
Yeah.
And then he didn't know when people were calling him Graham or not. He was called Rocket because he had a quick wit.
Yes.
But there isn't actually evidence of that from the story, says that's why.
Yeah.
And then there was a fire, and then on the two-way, they didn't know... They were saying Graham, Rocket. But he didn't know it was Graham, him because it was Rocket.
That,
and
I thought, had some legs for emotionalness.
Yeah, but
then that was over. That was over.
And then there was a drought, and then the farmers are struggling, which I, as a farmer's daughter, I know. Farmers are struggling, and it's bad. But then it all comes round in the end when he says that farmers' crops have good yield doesn't affect your yield. So that was the the message at the end.
Fine.
Yeah. So that, I can't that okay with you?
No, it's not okay with me. That's not okay. A story.
Yes, it is a story. It's on farmweekly.com.
I'm going to read it, actually. Give it. Don't close
it's
the tab.
It's actually very serious because it's all about the farming. I want to read it just to make sure
you actually read it properly. Give it here, please. Please. What are you doing?
Oh, I think it's actually about the fires in Australia.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I thought you were going to
I thought it was in England. Sorry. So that is serious because they've had really bad fires.
Yeah, I know.
But they're helping each other and that's what's important. It just, a lot of it was given over to his name being called Rocket. Yeah, I'd say a good half of it actually, and that's what got confusing.
And I think because that really tickled me, the way they went on about that. And so I was so jubilant.
Yes, that's the problem. That then
it was
going
to be too much of a journey to go to crying.
We couldn't get there to that. It is sad though, because there's really
he's sending
bad fires.
Care packages and stuff to kids and he's helping people.
Yeah, so he's a
you
good
never
guy.
Never said that.
Yeah, because I panicked because you were being so difficult. So I was trying to get to the crux and then I just read the last sentence.
So he's taking a tanker of water around to people.
Yes, which is so nice of him.
You didn't say that though.
Yes,
you were just like,
I
his name's Rocket, but it's Graham.
I was trying to skip through to the important bit, which is his message. The message he's trying to
say. You can't do a message without telling us why he's saying that message. Anyone
can
have a good message.
Other farmers' yields doesn't affect my yields.
Yes, so right. He can help other farmers. But I think it's a good message for us all.
How many tabs have you got open here?
None of your beeswax.
23 tabs.
Yeah, all very important things, actually. Very important. Google calendar twice.
Your horoscopes. Two horoscopes there. Why don't you use the calendar app?
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, I don't even want to get into this. Are you enjoying yourself, Jenny?
should we just say, do you have any shows coming up that people could come and watch?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah. It will probably be in a few weeks, actually, that this will come out. So from now. So maybe at least end of March onwards.
Balls.
I'm sorry.
Top secret. I'll be doing a couple of pre-VI.
Lovely
stuff.
Not sure what dates. I know I'm doing the 17th of February, but that's Irel.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a few towards the middle of the summer.
Great.
Top secret. Come to my Edinburgh show if I've got one. And and just generally Google me, follow me.
Do you have your dates on a website?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
www.
Very good.
It's
a tradition on that.
Sorry.
No, it's good to do that.
HTTP.
Yes.
Colon.
S. Yes.
Oh, is it with the rest?
Yes, yeah.
And then jennycolliercomedy.com/gigs. And there you'll find my gigs. I've got about 100 in at the moment.
Oh, my God.
Thanks. I don't know. I mean, I think I can't tell if that's good or bad.
That's a lot.
That's good. Yeah, that's really good.
I mean, I try.
Yeah, it's all you can do, really.
I try really hard.
Yeah.
What a message.
Yeah, what a message.
It's all you can do, really. Just
like
try.
Rocket.
Just keep myself busy.
So, my dates are on my website, harrietkemsey.com. Please come and see a preview because I don't need to end that sentence, do I? Just because. What about you, Sunil?
I've got previews. Okay, Glasgow great. Comedy Festival, 14th of March.
I'm doing that on a different date.
Glasgow Comedy Festival, 14th of March.
You said that.
All right, I'll do another one then.
Go on then.
Fine. West Didsbury Comedy Festival, 25th of April.
Nobody cares. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Follow us on Twitter and please rate and subscribe and give us a nice review and tell a friend.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, you should. You should do that.
Well, you just look like you're going to say something.
No, I was listening to you.
Oh, okay.
I was agreeing.
You just look tired. Okay.
Well, I am.
Goodbye. Thank you for coming, Jenny.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks
for having me. Cheers.